It's time. You know that story goes, two kids brought up in the church. Now we start our own path and we making it work. Building community, spreading unity, that's just what we do. Chat Town representing with our own point of view. Long awaited, we know that it's long overdue. We just wanted to make sure that it was special just for you. It's AJ and Kelly, so you get the package deal. Can't speak for them, but over here we gotta keep it real. We dropping gems every time that you listening. So every episode we shining and glistening. Stick around long enough, you see what the vision is. The future that we building looking limitless. It's fair warning, proceed with caution. You are not listening to Jabbing with the Johnson.
What's up, podcast audience? How are y'all doing today? I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Johnson, and we have my bro,
AJ.
And we are Jabbing with the Johnsons. We are so glad y'all are listening to us today. So check this out. We know we're new to the scene. Brother and sister duo.
Yeah.
We're going to tell y'all how it's done. First thing, we're going to start out with Q&A. Our audience gets an opportunity each week to go to our website, www.jabbinjohnsons.com, to tell us, or ask us per se, a question. You pose a question, and each week, we take 5 or 10 minutes, and we answer that question. You can pose it for AJ, right, bro?
Right.
Or you can pose it for me. It could be any question. Now, check this out, guys. There are some things that may be off limits, but you know what? We two pastor kids going rogue, so you never know. What you think, bro?
Hey, we're ready, because we're going to be jamming.
That's right. So, also we want to talk about, on our website, you'll be able to go in and... let's say you forget we came on that week, which shouldn't be a problem that you forget that we're coming on this week. But you want to check us out? You want to catch up with us? Visit www.jabbingjohnson.com, and you can check us out again on our website. We also have cool merchandise coming out. Right now, we're rocking our sweatshirts, and we have hoodies, t-shirts, drawstring bags, and masks, okay? So, guys, please don't forget our Q&A. Go to www.jabbinjohnson.com and ask us anything you want. You never know. You may get into our deepest, darkest secret. All right, bro, let's get this show going. Let's get this show started.
Yeah, let's get it.
What's going on in these streets? What's happening in these streets?
Hey, we got the baby and Danny Lee.
Oh, Lord, what's going on with the baby?
Oh, man, on Sunday night, an argument between the baby, the rapper, and the mother of his child, singer Dana Lee, playing out live on Instagram.
On Instagram?
On Instagram.
You gotta be kidding me.
With both parties streaming live, various parts of the fight, the incident which involved the baby filming Dana Lee as she bottle feed their filming their 3-month-old baby.
So they had that 3-month-old baby.
Man.
He filming her live.
Wow.
And these people fighting in these streets. All right, bro.
Fine.
What else happened?
Seemed to involve around the fact the baby won her out of his Charlotte, North Carolina apartment.
So let me get this straight. Another baby daddy trying to kick a baby mama out.
Now, why it gotta be baby daddy? It can be baby mama. You
what happened? What did she say?
And she been living since then. Well, they baby were born.
So she been living there since the baby was born, bro. Why he gotta put her out?
Hey, sometimes be the baby mama.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
How long had the two been dating, though?
Rumors saying that they've been dating since March of 2020.
So they've been dating since last year. Pandemic?
Pandemic.
Possibly a pandemic hookup. But you know what, bro? We're not even going to get into that right now, because I already know where you're going with this.
Oh, yeah, I'm going.
All right, but next week, if they tune in, we're going to talk about social media and relationships. What you think about that?
Oh, man, I'm ready.
Social media, guys, you got to tune in next week. You got to tune in next week. So, guys, let's go ahead and get in to our first topic. Like I said before, our bro and I, we're being welcomed to the podcast audience. And we want to take a moment to talk a little bit about ourselves. Life of a preacher's kid. What you think?
Oh, boy. I know y'all want to know. You know what I'm saying? The ends are out.
So let's talk about growing up in a home. Now, let's introduce ourselves. You know what, bro? I'm going to let you go first because you know what they say. The oldest needs to go first. Here we go.
Here we go. My name is AJ, a.k.a. they call me Jizzle.
Oh, Lord. I'm the youngest sister, Dr. K. Johnson. So go ahead, AJ. How was it growing up in the home, being the oldest?
Oh, man. Me, I was growing up, the firstborn. Man, it was rough.
How many kids was in the house, bro?
It was probably eight at the time, because, you know, the twins weren't born yet. You know, I was the big bro. You know, I had to change diapers. I was doing strict things, you know, get up in the morning, wash the walls.
Guys, I do not remember AJ changing. Now, I'm child number seven now. I'm number seven, but I don't remember him changing my diapers. Go ahead, bro.
You probably didn't remember because, you know what I'm saying, you were crying.
Oh, come on. Come on. So you the oldest, and how was it in the home? People always want to know about pastor kids. How was it in the home?
Oh, you know, I was the big bro, you know what I'm saying? So anytime my sisters were doing something wrong, you know what? I made them sign a contract.
Sign a contract? Come on, guys. They made me sign a contract? You might be talking about Angie Liz or one of them. You made them sign a contract of what, AJ?
They owe me some cookies, some money, whatever.
What we owe you cookies for? This guys, I'm number seven. Keep this in mind. Now, Liz, Christine, Leslie, Timothy, please, please make sure you tune in and please talk about these cookies. So tell us, why do we give you cookies? I mean, why do we owe you anything?
Hey, I'm the big bro. So, you know, you got to understand. You got to feed the dog.
Really? So let me explain something. So growing up in this home, by the way, guys, at the time when we were in the house together, it was eight of us. Of course, the twins came along, so that made 12 people. Our parents, Pastor Johnson and Dorothy Johnson, 10 children, guys. It was 10 of us.
10.
And AJ over here, Mr. Diaper Changer, number one, says that he took care of us all. So, I mean, how was it in the house, AJ? Because, you know, I came in the second five. So how was it in the first five? What can you recall?
I recall, you know what I'm saying, my daddy, you know what I'm saying, he was strict on us, make sure we do what we're supposed to do as, you know what I'm saying, as the kids, as we grow up. Basically, you know what I'm saying, this doing, take responsibility on things that we do. It wasn't easy, but he was strict.
So it wasn't easy. So y'all didn't give... We didn't get whoopings growing up. I mean, tell it out.
Oh, man. You want to know about whoopings?
Tell it out, bro. Did you get whoopings growing up? Now, since AJ was the oldest, somebody please inform AJ. He probably received the most whoopings.
Exactly. Especially, you know what I'm saying, when I was in school.
Now, what you have to remember, guys, as pastor kids, as you know, we feel a certain way. Number one, we feel like maybe sometimes... church is put over us. You feel like that sometimes growing up? Did you feel like that growing up?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Church was put over us?
Yeah. Anytime, you know what I'm saying, my dad stopped in for preaching, you know what I'm saying, and whoop us in the middle of the sermon.
He whooped AJ, y'all. Let's get this clear. Damn. Let's get this clear. He whooped AJ. You hear me, Daddy? Hey, he did not whoop me.
I'll tell you, he stopped in the middle of the sermon, and he said, hey, come here, son, and quote the scripture, you know what I'm saying, say, hey, not to spare the bride.
Oh, come on. I mean, I don't remember that, but AJ was the oldest. And then, you know what? As preacher kids, bro, they expect us to be perfect. Growing up, did they not expect us to be perfect? I mean, we had to look a certain way. We had to stand a certain way. We had to speak a certain way.
Nah, I wasn't looking perfect. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know what I'm saying, do what I gotta do.
So you were meant to getting us in trouble growing up. I remember one incident, and AJ didn't know I was complaining, so. I remember one incident. Now, a mom, she was an excellent mom. She is an excellent mom, exactly. Let me say that. And, of course, you know how growing up in a family of 10, we had certain things for certain situations. And my mom was like, you know what? I'm going to take care of y'all. I'm going to feed y'all, my father and I. But there's certain things you don't touch because I need to make it for dinner or things of that nature. Now, listen, guys. We got eight kids, 10 by the time, you know, the twins, Jonathan and Johanna, came along. And AJ decided, and he's not going to admit it to this day, AJ decided that he was going to take the grapes out the refrigerator. You remember that?
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Okay, so he was going to say...
Refresh my memory.
Refresh your memory. Okay, so there was some grapes in the refrigerator. AJ doesn't remember this, but there was some grapes in the refrigerator, and I could have sworn it was AJ. Of course, I'm the seventh child, the angel, one of the babies. As I could remember, of course, my siblings may say, Kelly, get out of here.
Oh, you might be right, so the fact is, I know how to move them grapes. Yeah. And, you know, my mama, she know... That's why maybe, you know what I'm saying, I learned from my mama. When you put down certain stuff, if it moves a certain way, oh, yeah, you be in it.
So AJ takes these grapes. Guys, do you think he took responsibility for the grapes?
Nope.
Not at all. So, Mom and Dad, if you listen to this right now, AJ finally, after all these years. Now, mind you, guys, we were the ones that received the punishment. AJ ran right into his room, right on alone, smiling and smirking, but he took the grapes.
Exactly.
So, could you imagine growing up in this home? We have all these children, these different personalities, things of that nature. AJ was the oldest, so you know he felt like he was the boss.
The mastermind.
He thought he was the mastermind, of course. He had his little crew. And as we came along, guys, I was the second five. As we came along, you know, AJ, I had all the rules set, so we had exactly. to go along. AJ, what was one of your rules?
You either play the rules or you get in trouble.
So play the, and you hear that? So mom, dad, when you left AJ in charge, it was play the rules or get in trouble. Now, let's talk about our siblings. Now, AJ, we need to tread lightly, okay? we're going to talk about our siblings, okay? So, let's go down the list. We're gonna give y'all the order of the kids. AJ, Alfred Johnson Jr., he is the oldest, and then it's who next? Who was the next?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, we call her Liz, and then it was...
Angie.
No. Christine, Angie, trying to make it okay. So it was Christine, and then Angela, but we call her Angie, and then we have another mastermind, AJ 2.0, and I'll tell you about that later on, guys, in the show, because Timothy kind of grew up with me, so he AJ 2.0. And then, of course, the precious Dr. Kelly Johnson. I was number seven.
Kelly was, you know, the one, you know what I'm saying, was the baby get spoiled.
Oh, no. Because under me was good old Matthew, the singer. And then we have the twins, Jonathan and Johanna. Yeah, Jonathan came out before Johanna, right?
Yeah.
My mama had twins. But Johanna came out right after Jonathan, okay? So, our relationships with our siblings. Let's take a few minutes and talk about that growing up.
Oh, boy.
AJ, you know what? I'm going to let you walk the plank first. How was it with the first five kids? Did you feel like growing up you were closer to them? Because when we came along, you were already out the house. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, any family members, you know how it is, you know.
No, you we don't know how it is. Tell us.
I got a lot of girls under me, so therefore, sometimes they'll try to gang me.
Did they gang you? So who gave you, AJ? Just be clear. Be specific.
I'm being specific.
Okay, give us some names. I mean, who ganged you, AJ? Was this physical?
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, Elizabeth, she'll buck me some couple times, but, you know, she got to follow suit.
So, Lee.
See, anytime she do wrong, guess what? Hey, I got that contract.
So, you allow Liz, Angela, and Christine, and Leslie, too.
No, Christine was the sweet and innocent, you know what I'm saying? So, you can't say about the sweet, innocent Christine. Christine was like, oh, AJ, be nice.
That's Christine, guys. Christine is so, so sweet. The rest of them see, but Christine is real, and she is still sweet into this day. Can we
still
say that,
sweet?
Bro?
Yeah, we can say that.
We say it. What about Leslie? You was in the house with Leslie, right?
Yeah, Leslie, she was the one staying in the mirror all the time. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's the prettiest?
Of them all.
Leslie. So Leslie was in the mirror all the time. Leslie, if you hear it, I know you're listening to this, Leslie. I'm rooting for you, sis. I'm on your side, sis. I'm on your side. And what about good old Timothy? He was toward the end of you, you know, in the house. What about Tim?
Tim, you know what I'm saying? He was like something like me, you know, but he was laid back. So, you know, he wasn't conspiracy with me.
Folks, AJ, Timothy is AJ 2.0. And when I say 2.0, because AJ, as he got older, Timothy was growing up, AJ was exiting the home, the older kids were exiting the home. And of course, when the other five came in, myself, Matthew, Jonathan, Johanna, of course, Timothy is older than me. Timothy took over AJ evilness, but we'll continue talking about that. Okay, so when we came along, AJ, was life better, the younger kids? Did we make life better for you?
Nah. The fact is, I was strict. My parents were strict on us, you know. Hey, I had 10 kids sometimes, you know what I'm saying? We had to split the food, you know. Mom and dad, they was young. My mom had me when she was 17 years old. And so, therefore, you know, she was a hard-working woman. She take care of home. And my dad, man, he was a hard-working man, you know what I'm saying? So I seen many times my dad get up in the morning, you know what I'm saying, when it's snow, and, you know, his shoes, you know what I'm saying, was, you know what I'm saying, all messed up. He had to put, you know what I'm saying, some wood, you know what I'm saying, so he can go back, you know what I'm saying, go to work. So the fact is, he had to make sacrifice for his family. He made sure that our clothes on our back, you know what I'm saying, for us, before him.
Wow. See, I don't remember that, because as when we came along the second half, and I would say that.
Yeah, the riches.
Oh, come on. Chill out. Matthew and Johanna probably more spoiled than me. But I don't remember those air quotes hard times, because by then my parents were more established. Of course, my dad went into ministry full time. My mom worked along beside him. My dad still worked at US Pipe. He still had a factory job before he immediately emerged into ministry. And you have to remember, guys, we was raised in a preacher's home. So preacher's you can home. Imagine. I remember my sisters telling me, the oldest ones telling me, that they weren't allowed to wear bands. I don't remember that, because as AJ said, as we came along, they claim, and I'm putting this in air quotes, guys, that our parents kind of softened up.
Yeah, they softened up. I mean, eventually.
Really, AJ? How did they soften up with us? Come on now.
Well, every time y'all cry, hey. Get it.
It was rough. Anytime I had to go somewhere, I couldn't go anywhere by myself. My siblings had to be with me. I couldn't hang out with my friends like that. I couldn't, you know.
Hey, at the time, man, the kids don't understand. We used to walk in the snow to school.
AJ ain't walking in the snow, y'all.
Walked
in the snow. Okay, I don't remember. My mom carpooled us. She was the woman that picked up everyone after school, so I don't remember walking in the snow, but let me play the smallest violin for AJ and the oldest kids. So let's talk about school life. I'm glad you mentioned school, bro. Let's talk about school life. How was school for you?
Oh, boy. School, boy.
Listen up, folks.
Let's say I was suspended all the time, especially in junior high school.
At school? You at school.
Fight.
So school wasn't your thing. School wasn't your judge. You just couldn't get it together.
Hey, I just tell you what. Me and my best friend Kevin, y'all call him K Boogie. Hey, we was together, two peas in the pot. And hey, all we did was start trouble. He put toothpicks in people's seats.
Lord.
Since we grown now, I would go ahead and put it out. We, you know what I'm saying, had report cards and everything. So
someone told me, one of the siblings, I'm not going to reveal your name, I always keep the privacy act intact. One of the siblings told me that you changed your grade one time doing a report card. Tell us about that. And how did mom and dad figure that out?
I tell you what, one day, you know what I'm saying, at the time, you know what I'm saying, I was going to getting suspended, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't doing well in class. So, you know, I ain't gonna tell you how we got the report course, but we got it. And so one day I just started writing my grades down on this report card, get to my parents. So this A I have made, it was real quick. And my dad looked at like, wait a minute, they look kind of funny. He said, you sure you know what I'm saying? You may, hey? I said, yes, sir, yes, sir. And he said, because you been getting in trouble too lot.
Too much.
Say, I tell you what, you tell the teacher, you know what I'm saying, it's Prince will send me the other before court.
Oh, good. What happened, AJ? What happened? See, I wasn't there, guys. I was younger, so I, but this sibling told me, let's see if he get this story right. So what happened?
I tell you what, by the time I got home, my day was ready for me. I'm talking about I had the worst butt whipping of my life.
Now, full disclosure, guys, our parents did not beat us, okay? They just reached out and put the anointing on our behinds just in, well, AJ more than anybody. Just in case we fell out of touch. So who was your favorite teacher? Did you have a favorite teacher?
Oh, Mr. Kelly. That was my favorite teacher.
What grade?
Eighth grade. He was eighth and seventh grade, Mr. Kirk.
Okay, we're not going to ask how you call him Kirk or anybody coming after us legally. So what school did you attend?
At the time, I was at Titan Junior High School. And, you know, we used to, you know what I'm saying, just cut up, you know, do a lot of things, mischievous things. So, you know, hey, it's one of them things, you know what I'm saying, we just do what we got to do.
Okay, guys. So let me say something. I want to take a quick little break. People do expect us to be perfect. AJ?
Yep.
I mean, all the time. It was, I don't know about you, and I'm glad he said, I think you went from Tyner to Brainerd.
Tyner from Brainerd.
Shout out Brainerd High School. Class of what?
91, Panthers.
All right. So let me tell you why I said that, guys. I am still kind of bitter with my parents because my parents did not allow me. This out, guys. We had 10 kids. I was the only child that did not attend, let's say, a colorful school, okay? We was going to say it like that.
whoa. Tiny Junior, I mean, Brainerd, but, you know, elementary, we went to, you know what I'm saying?
East Brainerd. Y'all was able to experience you and the older kids, and even Matthew and Jonathan, Joanna, was able to experience us inside a school building. People that look like you inside a school
building. Not necessarily.
For the life of me, AJ, please tell me why. I was pulled. Now, it was 10 of us, guys. Keep this. I'm number 7. I was pulled and thrown into Chattanooga Christian. Crickets. See? Crickets. He didn't think about that. He was able to join the nice bands and go to the cool parties and have that black culture. Nah. And then here I am. Praise the Lord, folks. Raise your hand. Praise the Lord.
I play sports. I ran track. Played football at Titan Junior High School.
But how was the Friday night games at Brainerd?
I mean, our heart didn't go time, you know what I'm saying, to football. We went, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, allowed. But your school was able to, you was able to enjoy that culture, correct? Right? You was joking class, y'all jugging at each other.
Stay in trouble, yeah.
Y'all had the starter jackets, things of that nature. You was able to enjoy that culture, right?
Exactly.
All right, so this is what my dad said to this very day. I got into a little scuffle. And I'm going to call it a little scuffle. At Darewood Middle School, I take that bet. I was able to go to Darewood Middle School for 2 years. I was in a little scuffle. I'm not going to mention the person's name, but if she's hearing this podcast, I'm sure all is well.
Oh, Lord.
But they ain't messing me after that scuffle, though, bro. They ain't messing me. I got into a little scuffle, put my hands on someone, and you know my parents did? I mean, they came in and, yeah, they shook their finger at me. And I'm like, oh, I got out pretty well. You know, the school suspended me for a few days. It wasn't my fault. The girl started it, but, folks, I finished it. It wasn't my fault. So I'm thinking, oh, they pretty nice to me, you know. Came home, yeah, got in a little trouble. They talked to me. They were disappointed in me. But overall, I like AJ, guys. I did my work. I would say I was the brainiac. I did my work.
She was the brand.
So I'm thinking, okay, they forgive me. This is, you know, daddy probably talked to the Lord. Mama probably prayed along with them. Next thing I know, next day, folks, we went past there with middle school. I said, where we going? We need to get back to school. He landed me in Chattanooga Christian, y'all. Now, I'm not going to talk about Chattanooga Christians because we still got ties to Chattanooga Christian. But he landed me in Chattanooga Christian, guys, okay? So at that point, what do you feel? Do you feel like you were scared of making mistakes growing up in school? You felt like the teachers was watching you? I know I did.
Yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying? I thought, you know what I'm saying, I'm paranoid because the fact is my dad is well-known in the community. So
he wasn't too paranoid, folks. Go ahead, AJ. AJ was paranoid, all right?
I was paranoid.
He wasn't too paranoid.
So therefore, you know, hey, every time I do wrong, somebody say, hey, that's Pastor's son.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? That's true. Every time you go, even to this day. Now, we're not going to show our age. I haven't reached the 40 age limit yet. I'm on the line, but I haven't gotten there yet. You know, AJ.
I'm close to 50.
So, you see the range. Until this day, guys. Now, listen. AJ is married, beautiful wife, beautiful children. Until this day, and I'm an adult, have beautiful boys. People will stop us and say, aren't you Pastor Johnson's daughter? You Pastor son? Regardless of what we're doing. I remember one time, bro, I went out, you know, college. We come home from college one year. My friend said, hey, everybody was in town. Let's just go out, you know. At that time, I forgot what was up, what club was up. You know, Chattanooga, you know, we ain't gonna talk about that yet, but. Chattanooga back then, we were able to go out a few places here and there. Now it's a little scarce, you know. Folks, you know, quit acting up. But shout out to Chattown.
Yeah, Chattown.
Chattown. Shout out to y'all. Great folks there from
great
there.
Great folks. But some of y'all act a donkey sometimes.
AJ, we got to wait for that. We got to wait for that. We got to wait for that show. So, you know, I was out one day and, you know, I was a little late. I think it was after 1 o'clock in the morning, but I'm 20. It wasn't abnormal for a 20-year-old to be out 1 o'clock in the morning. Actually, truth be told, getting gas. And I don't know about you, AJ, but when you became an adult, daddy used to be like, if you can't come in before 12, you can't sleep in my house, we'll see you in the morning. So, of course.
It's the same rules.
Same rules. Okay, so I was heading, you know, to my uncle's house. Rest in peace, Uncle Kenneth. Uncle Kenneth used to always let me in. Always, right. He had my back.
Uncle Kenneth was the one, and I'm gonna say this: he was the one who helped me get out the house sometime when I was on punishment. Uncle Kenneth, come save us.
The daddy, rest in peace, Uncle Kenneth. Rest in peace. But
rest in peace.
Uncle Kenneth was letting me in, so I was getting gas. I already called my uncle. Hey, uncle, I'm down the street. I'm on my way. I was off Towner Boulevard. This guy decided to take a picture of me. You know what he did, AJ?
What he do?
Send it to my daddy.
Oh, man.
And asked my daddy, what is she doing out time of night?
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Please explain that to me. And I'm at that time, I thought I was grown. I was 20, knocking on 21.
Well, I tell you what, that sound like some none of your business.
So, thinking to myself, you know me, my mouth getting a little fly. So I was asking my dad, of course, my dad used to always say, okay, guys, you can't respond. You represent me, you can't respond. And I'm thinking, well, daddy, I'm not going to give any names. And sir, you know who you are to this very day. I'm not going to give any names, but what are you doing out, sir? You're married. And yet, here you are at 1 o'clock in the morning, out at the gas station taking a picture of me. But we're going to leave that right there as far as growing up in the household.
Uh-oh. So, uh-oh. Shots fired.
Shots fired. So as the school life is, I think for me growing up in school, I eventually went to school and mom and dad was across the street. That's this, AJ. You was at Brainerd. Yeah. So something popped off. It took them a little time to get there. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it might take a lot of time, but hey, I was in trouble all the time. They was there.
But imagine, boy, you across the street and your teachers remind you every day, your daddy across the street. Your daddy across the street.
Well, no, at that time, we used to get paddings.
Yeah, you right in school. Well, I don't know.
No, yeah, y'all ain't get pounds like we did in school. Miss Ware, Mr. Kelly, we stand behind, you know what I'm saying, the front of the wall for lunchtime, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't eat, you know what I'm saying? Them days, you know what I'm saying? Or the teacher make us hold the books, you know what I'm saying? During the period of time we supposed to have lunch and all that stuff. So y'all folks don't understand the situation, how we went through.
Well, full disclosure, maybe I didn't get a pound because I went
y'all
to class.
Y'all call that? What do y'all call that? Abuses?
Maybe because I went to class AJ and I did what I was supposed to do in school. I can't speak for everyone else, but maybe because I didn't get the pound because I actually went to class AJ.
Well, I got the pound. Mr. Dodge, shout out to you, Mr. Dodge. Yeah. I don't forget them patterns.
Okay. So I just felt like the teachers was just glaring at us. Now, I do remember at Delwood, and it was this one teacher, and I cannot think of her name, but I swear she hated me. She used to threaten to call, was to be in a cluster. Anybody know about the cluster at Delwood? I graduated in 2000, by the way, guys, high school. So I'm on the other side of AJ. But she used to threaten me. I'm going to call your daddy. I'm like, please don't call my daddy. Call my mama. I just felt like as a daddy's girl, I think all the girls were daddy's. Would you say that, AJ, we were daddy girl?
I agree. 100%.
I just felt like as a daddy's girl, I could talk daddy down from embarrassing me at school. But mama loved her boys.
Oh, she loves.
You too, AJ. Yeah. Mama loved. The boys can do nothing wrong. Mama loved her boys.
Yep.
So I thought, please don't call my mama. Please do not call my mama because what? Mama was coming.
She will come. She
now, daddy will whoop you at school. He believe in. Oh, spare the world and spoil the child. But you know what, guys? All jokes, I know we're going to move on from our school life. All jokes aside, I believe that we was raised in a pretty good home, loving home.
Yeah.
Even though they pick with us at school. I remember my older sisters used to tell me that, hey, they couldn't even wear pants to school. They had to wear skirts, long skirts all the time. Yeah. Remind me of the Puritans, AJ. Little House on the Prairie type stuff.
Oh, shots.
Was that that strict, AJ?
Hey, that was that strict. Matter of fact, that was the time y'all weren't going to high school, they were wearing dresses. It was certain school day open.
Uh-huh.
And I know Elizabeth, Christine, and Angie used to wear dresses all the time. And certain dress codes, you know what I'm saying, they had to wear. So, me too. So, you know, I didn't like it. But at the time, you know what I'm saying, we was trying to, my dad was teaching us to different cultures, you know what I'm saying? Not just blacks, you know what I'm saying? Be around different cultures. So I'm very appreciative of him doing that because the fact is when you see that people are together and working together, it don't matter whether you're black or white, we as one.
And I appreciate that by my parents. Although I joke and laugh about Chattanooga Christian, I enjoyed the fact that my parents allowed me to experience a culture which I was able to see different cultures, a melting pot within the school. Not only that, but I was able to do mission work. And to this day, I'm still great friends.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's right. You used to do mission work. Hey, did I do mission work?
Guys, who's screaming mission, about mission work?
Yeah, on mission work, I was in the room. 8x8.
Okay, so one mission trip, I was able to go to Jamaica. I enjoyed that.
Who goes to Jamaica? I couldn't go to Jamaica.
But we were building homes, AJ. We were building. Now, we was able to have a little free time, but we were building homes.
I'm glad. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get mad right now.
I don't know. You get upset for a daddy sent me there, but I enjoyed it. It was interim week. I enjoyed it. I just enjoyed the time at Chattanooga Christian. It really did prepare me for the others in life to this very day. And of course, as we go along this podcast journey, guys, you're going to be learning each and about us. So let's move it on to our life right now. This is what people really want to know. What's going on right now? AJ, how's life for you right now?
Peekaboo.
how's life for you right now, AJ? Hey,
since I'm married, everything's going well.
All right.
But before then, hey, life was like crazy.
Now, is it difficult being a pastor's kid as an adult? Is it more difficult as an adult, what you think, or was it as a child? I think as an adult, it's more difficult.
Well, me as a child, because, you know, I don't care no more. Sorry, y'all. I don't care what people think about me no more. And as you get that age, you know what I'm saying? You care less.
And that's the English teacher going to say, anymore, he doesn't care. But you know what I'm going to say, AJ? I'm on his side. I don't care no more. It is what it is, right, AJ?
It is what it is.
So are you really free to make decisions now?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? There's consequences behind that. Uh-huh. So therefore, you know, you can pick and choose your wars, uh-huh. but you got to learn how to win the battle.
You're right. I think as an adult now, when I make decisions, I think now as an adult, I would say when I make my decisions, I don't care. But sometimes I do care because I don't want to embarrass my parents. Especially in Chattanooga. I said, okay. Like some folks be coming at you, be like, you know what? I can clean your clock. But I'm not going to clean your clock because my daddy got preached Sunday morning. And I don't want to be him and bail me out of jail. So I'm going to go ahead and let you have this one in the name of Jesus. I'm going to let you have this one. Do you feel like that sometimes you be like, you dad and mama pop up in your head sometimes when you out and about?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes people like to push their butt, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, you want to minimize your cussing words.
Yeah, you want to minimize your cussing words, and they probably blink this out and whatever and things of that nature. And you want to minimize it, you know, but other than that, you'd be like, you know, go to hell respectfully.
Yeah. I mean, we human, you know what I'm saying? You know, so you come at me a certain way, hey, guess what? You're going to get it.
And exactly, I've had people to this day, AJ, I'm 39. Till this day, I have people come to me, inbox me, or say things to me like, you think your daddy approve of that? Or you think your mama? Now, mind you, AJ, I'm paying my own bills, you hear? We both own homes. Yeah. We both own cars. We both own a product. We business owners.
Yeah.
So you going to tell my daddy on me? But my favorite term, sir, ma'am, you can go to hell respectfully.
Dang.
Because I don't care that you calling my mom. Now, my mom and dad will call me, hey, you know, and they know we grown. They respect us. I give my parents that. They respect the fact that we're gone. But sometimes they be like, you know what, for us.
Could you just turn it down a little bit? Be respectful. Just a little bit. You know they kind of older. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about that next. Yeah. But we hear that a lot, right? They kind of older or...
Yeah, you know, they don't know no better. Well, hey, they let that come out their mouth, hey, they going to get it.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. But you know how my parents, they love it. They servers, they servants of Christ. And it's just like, and for us, it's like, we didn't sign up for that. Do you feel like you, at a certain point in your life, you felt like, you know, I don't want to go into ministry. I wanted to say ministry, but, you know, I sung in the choir. I worked on the youth board. I do MVP. Do you feel like at one point in time you did go into the ministry? Do you feel like you had to go into the ministry?
Yeah, I mean, be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? My dad had wanted me to be a preacher, you know what I'm saying? And so, therefore, I thought that, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted to be a preacher. But at the time...
AJ would have been a cursing pastor. Go ahead, AJ. Go ahead.
I was still fighting demons.
Shout out, Alcafred. Go ahead.
Therefore, you know, I could, you know what I'm saying, sit like some people or some preachers. You know what I'm saying? Had that conscience. So, therefore, I had to step down from the pulpit, you know what I'm saying? And, dude, because I was working, I was dealing with demons, I was dealing with pressure, you know what I'm saying, from people. Like, hey, this is the pastor's son. You got to work, walk this certain walk. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't do what I can't be me. And so if I couldn't be me, I was fake.
I got you. I feel you on that one.
So, you know what I'm saying? So my mentality was like, hey, I'm just going to be me. And so, therefore, you know, hey, if you like certain things, certain ways, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you just can't be in the pulpit and preaching.
That's true. And I'm glad you said that, because and before we wrap this up, we are going to talk about church people. I felt like being a pastor kid, people expect us to be in ministry. But I feel like you can minister in different ways.
Yeah.
On my job, I'm an educator first. Although I'm a businesswoman, I went into the field of education. And I felt like that God may have not called me to preach. Of course, daddy probably cringing and I'm saying that. Or to teach. And of course, since I'm a teacher, people say, well, you need to teach Sunday school. Well, we'll talk about that later. But I just feel like, how come I can't just be a light on my job? You know?
Yeah.
How come I just can't be an example on my job? Now, once again, I have a relationship with God, but I personally, AJ, have an issue with the church itself. Church people.
Me too.
Church building.
As I got older, you know what I'm saying? You started seeing certain things, you know. And I was wondering, okay, wait a minute. Now, if you church folks, why I'm seeing you at the club all the time getting drunk, and then Sunday you passing the pulpit, you know what I'm saying, passing the tray around, and you short money.
Oh, you with Sister So-and-so on Sunday.
Why Sister So-and-so got blinds open up sometimes?
Wait a minute, AJ. We're not going to get on.
Wait, what did they say? Girl, you look like you breastfeeding.
Wait a minute. We're not going to talk about dressing. But I had a difficult time when I was younger, because I think as a pastor, kid, anyone, let's talk about church in general, guys. To me, the church, and this is my personal belief. This is not what my father taught me. This is my father's always tell us, learn the word for yourself. And my interpretation is that the church can be anywhere. Okay? I think when you go Sunday, it's great. You're supposed to fellowship. That's a building. Okay? So for me, when I was younger, I felt a little naive, because I felt like when I was younger, we used to go to church all the time. I mean, we lived at church, did we not?
Church, Sunday school.
Sunday.
Then Bible school. So by the time we got home, by 8 or 9 o'clock.
It was time for school. Then Wednesday night service.
Yeah.
Then vacation Bible school. I mean, I remember growing up, of course, my mom didn't believe in daycares and things of that nature. She raised her children. Shout out to daycares, because I need daycare to this day. She raised her children, but I remember being at church during the day, like all the time, church. Yeah. Do you feel like you was burnt out as going to church that much?
I wouldn't say burnt out. I would say that seeing people for who they are, and you know, something, you know what I'm saying? Some people just got that snake in them.
Keep it clean, daddy. Some of these people ain't shh. Okay. Now, when I was younger, it was certain people at church that try to direct me and say, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that. And as a young person, you just soak it all in. You're like, yeah. But as I got older, I'm thinking, huh, you're telling me, Sister so-and-so, we're not going to call any names, that I need to act this way as a young lady in order to be a good wife. When your husband not around, you flirt with Deacon so-and-so.
Whoa. Let's keep it, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it clean.
Now, as my father would say, Kelly, those are people. You're not there for them. You're there for the church. How is church different for you now?
Man, right now, church, you think I see church as right now?
Yeah, how do you see church right now?
I see, you know what I'm saying, one man the preacher, you know what I'm saying, on the pulpit, next minute, you know what I'm saying, he on the sis.
We're gonna make that out.
How you doing, sister? Hey, let me pray for you for a minute. Come on, let me come by your house and let me do a little prayer for you real quick. Hey, son, let me come out here and pray for your son. Let slick talk.
Now, let me tell you this. This is what I couldn't stand. We could make any mistakes, and I know Daddy probably say, Kelly, you ain't just not gonna let this go. You just gonna do your own thing. You just gonna be hard-headed. I felt like, AJ, we could make any mistakes. We made a mistake. People nailed us to the cross. And I'm talking about pastor children in general. So shout out to all the preacher kids out there right now listening.
Yeah.
People nailed us to the cross. If we had a baby out of wedlock, which we all have. I did.
Crucified.
AJ did. And some of our siblings have done. Or if we just didn't make the right choices of the people we were dating or didn't make the right choices in general. All right.
Let me clear this up. I said, just because I'm a preacher kid, I ain't got 15, 20 kids. Everybody thinking I
How many kids you have? Make it clear for the public, AJ.
I'll make it clear. I got four. That's it.
Four kids. Make it four, clear for the public. Four. Call them out, AJ. What's your kid's name? Call them out so they'll know.
Zeke. Joseph.
Okay, AJ.
Alexis. And Riley.
Okay, now that we know that, let's lay it. In case we get a Q&A, you think we'll get a Q&A next week?
Hey, you better get a blood test, because you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to come up negative.
Lord Jesus. But I felt like when we made a mistake, AJ, especially in Chattanooga, I'm just going to keep it all way real. When we made a mistake, we were nailed to the cross. Oh, my God, people whisper. But when they kids made a mistake, let's pray for them. Well, let's ignore it.
But, you know, right now, if it was all the preacher kid right now, I'd be clean as a whistle because we got this social media thing situation. So they can take a picture, you know what I'm saying, and capture him. You know
yeah,
saying?
You're right.
So, you know, thank Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Cause, hey, oh, boy. I'd be, you know what I'm saying, TMZ all the time.
So how do you view church people? Personally, I'm going to be honest with you, and once again, before you say, ooh, I'ma tell her daddy what she said. I know he probably not listening right now. Let me hurry up. Let me send this to Pastor Johnson. Let me tell y'all.
I say out of 100, I say 4%. 40% are true believers. Rest of them, crickets.
I just feel a certain way about church people. Not all church people. There are some wonderful church people. Church people. Shout out to Betty. Rest in peace. Wonderful people who made you feel loved and kind. At Church of the Firstborn, I would say, shout out Church Firstborn, by the way.
Yeah.
Pastor Alfred Johnson, shout out Church Firstborn.
Yeah.
When we were people that just brought you in and just made you feel warm and even if you made a mistake, hold your head up. They loved you. They told you if you were wrong. They pulled you to the side.
They pulled you aside. They won't embarrass you. But we got these new women out here. They cross their eyes.
I got the women. Do y'all feel like AJ got something against women? Because I do right now. This entire show, AJ has shaded women three times.
No. Wait a minute. I got a problem with baby mom. That's it.
Oh, Lord. We're not even going to talk
about
that. We're
going to get that later.
Let's just stay on focus, AJ. I just feel like as church people, I just felt like even to this day, I have a bitter taste about church people. For instance, we'll put it out there. I had this church person try to walk up on me. Now, and I'm good with it. I love the Lord and we love all that. But I felt like, you know, we need to be careful how we approach people. What do you think? Jay.
Free, but we're going to just let that go.
Q&A, folks. Q&A. Q&A, folks. We're going to let that one go. AJ like, okay, Kelly. Yeah. As you can tell, I'm probably the loose cannon.
Yeah, walk the plank.
So I was just saying that and you know, for me, let me put me on blast. I haven't always approached people in the right way.
Yeah.
Let me be honest about me. We've been talking about everybody this whole time. Let's take a few minutes to talk about us.
Us, yeah.
I can say that, and sometimes if you catch me on a bad day, it gets ugly. But however, I think the older I'm becoming, I'm thinking, you know what, Kelly? Everything doesn't need a reaction. I'm learning that more now, especially being a young mother of two black boys. I'm learning, and I want my children to learn. Everything doesn't need a reaction. What do you think?
I think the same thing. So the fact is, you know, as you're older you get, you have to make conscious decisions what you say and what you do. So the fact is, you got people that you're responsible for. So if you, the main person of the household, and you mess up, you're going to not only mess yourself up, you're going to mess the whole family up. So therefore, there's certain things you just got to walk away. I feel like that.
Yeah, you're right. So before we wrap this thing up, let's just give the audience a little couple of things that pastor kids may be thinking. And guys, we're saying this from our point of view. Let's be clear. We're not representing every pastor kid across America, okay?
We're not.
Whether black, white, Hispanic, we're not representing. We're just saying from our point of view. But research shows that there are a couple of things that pastor kids always think. Number one, you put church over me. Oftentimes, we do feel like...
Yeah, as, you know what I'm saying? As your kid, you know, and I be honest with you, Kelly, mm-hmm. I felt that, you know what I'm saying, as a kid, when my dad was, you know, I said, Dad, why you sit here, you know what I'm saying, spending much of your time, you know what I'm saying, trying to help people out, rather than, you know, spend time with me. But I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what I'm saying, the fact is, he's being obedient to God.
Yep. Number two, don't expect me to be perfect. We think that. Because a lot of times we have this target on our back of you can't act that way because your father is a father. Your mom is a mom of a cloth. I'm scared of making mistakes. When I was younger, I'm going to lie, bro, I was petrified when I was younger as I got older. I didn't want to make them, but it happened. I was scared of making mistakes. I didn't want to disappoint my parents. I didn't want to make them look horrible.
I didn't care because I was the, what do you say, the devil himself.
And And then I don't want to go into ministry. You got to think about that with pastor kids. Every pastor child doesn't want to go into ministry.
Because yeah. The fact is, it's good and then it's bad. I mean, for me, honestly, you got to have... how can I say this? You got to have a heart that, you know what I'm saying, compassion.
I forgot. You have to be able to deal with people.
You got
to
deal with people.
Ministry is hard.
It's very hard.
Shout out to Jonathan.
Yeah.
Our youngest brother.
A little brother.
He's a minister. Ministry is hard.
So, you know, me as me, you know, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying, just deal with people. Like a person come at to me, attack me, I'm going to unleash. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, with a pastor, they like, hey, I just, hey, sisters and brothers, but let's talk about it later. I'm like, hey, get out of my face.
So let's wrap it up. Two more things. Don't make me volunteer for every activity, ministry, or event. I have people who volunteered me all the time.
Oh, yeah. And you Pastor Johnson's son? Or you Pastor Johnson's daughter? Yeah. Oh, you don't mind. Hey, yeah. We're going to volunteer you in here.
Yeah, come on in. Like, we ain't nothing to do. I'll be like, come on. Now I'll be like, okay, you get what you get for putting me down. I'm not coming. Okay? Because burnout is real. We feel like we got to be hero here, hero there. And then last but not least, our shortcomings are not always a reflection of our parents, even to this day.
Exactly.
We're going to have shortcomings. We're humans, guys. We're human beings, guys. And that is not a reflection of our parents, as if they didn't raise us right or they didn't tell us. Once again, everybody have parents, whether they're preacher kids or not, that your parents told you one thing, you thought you knew it all, and you did another. Right?
Another. He thought you knew everything. So therefore, hey, the consequences you're going to see.
So we're going to kind of put a pin on that right there. We hoping that everybody learned a little bit about us before we get into our next upcoming shows. Bro, you excited for our journey on this podcast?
I'm ready.
We have so many things to talk about. Of course, our next show that we're going to discuss, and guys, you have got to tune in. We're going to talk about a thin line, social media and relationships. Think about that. You think you're ready for that? Social media and relationships. That is our next show.
I wonder what the baby ready for it.
Well, clearly he's not ready for it. We're talking about social media and relationships. Guys, don't forget, Q&A. Visit www.jabbinjohnson.com. You can give us a Q&A. You can catch up on our podcast. Bro, we got our merchandise. We got these nice sweatshirts on, don't we?
Yeah. Check it out.
We have long sleeve shirts. We have hats. We have coffee mugs. Guys, come in, support us. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Jabbin Johnson's. And also on Instagram, bro.
At Instagram. And please, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? We put it, if you wanted to say something, you know what I'm saying? Send to our Instagram or our Jabbin Johnson. But don't send on our personal Facebook page.
We're going to talk about that next, bro. Keep leave it alone. We're going to talk about that next. But don't forget to follow us at Jabbin Johnson's on Facebook, Jabbin with the Johnsons on Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Jabbin with the Johnsons on Instagram. Don't forget to actually follow us on YouTube. We'll be on YouTube as well at Jabbin Johnson. We are so excited. We look forward to this. Bro, are you ready for this journey?
I'm ready.
We have some nice guests coming in. We're not going to say anything. It's going to be a nice surprise.
Hey, it ain't going to be controversial, too.
It is. It's going to be a nice surprise.
So, hey, I'm just telling you right now, you better have your receipts when we're coming.
Bring your receipts.
Y'all
have a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope y'all are out there in the podcast world enjoying today. We look forward to you. And, bro, until next time.
Jabbin with the Johnsons.
Jabbin with the Johnsons.
You know that story goes, two kids brought up in the church. Now we start our own path and we making it work. Building community, spreading unity, that's just what we do. Chat Town representing with our own point of view. Long awaited, we know that it's long overdue. We just wanted to make sure that it was special just for you. It's AJ and Kelly, so you get the package deal. Can't speak for them, but over here we gotta keep it real. We drop the gems every time that you listening. So every episode we shining and glistening. Stick around long enough, you see what the vision is. The future that we building looking limitless. It's fair warning, proceed with caution. You are not listening to Jabbin with the Johnsons.